So how can we do differently?
Well, I think we have to have a different vision. We want a biblical vision, right? We want a different vision than the culture is presenting to us and to our sons as an acceptable standard for manhood.
So I'd like to read you something. We have forgotten the days of old, of songs once sung, tales now untold, of chivalry, the mail-clad knight, and Christian mercy upon the heights. Men of iron with hearts of gold, now long they lie under earth and mold. As heroes they live now in our dreams, over hill, wood and hill and fast-running streams. Chivalry, that knightly code, Christian mercy they truly showed. Yet for it they were not the weaker, but fiercer still and often meeker. They were a bulwark of Christendom. They did their duty and then some. For others who could care the less and would never help them in their distress. Yet fit not only for war were they, for peace, for love, besides the manly fray. A man would court his bride aright, and many a lady had her shining knight. Yet back to war, the fight, the sword, the battle for the cause, mid victory or sad defeat, these words were often heard repeat along with the knightly laws. Honor the ladies, defend the helpless, always help those in distress. Give mercy if you yourself would have it, these things doth chivalry requite. Rally round the hard-fought banner, let your faith show in your manner. Quit yourselves like men, as knights, and let the Lord defend the right. Faithful, godly, upright men, you should, my son, become like them. We have forgotten the days of old, the tales by whom shall they now be told? By revisionists, the liberal pen, or by Christians, strong and godly men?
You know, that was written by one of our sons. It wasn't an assignment. It was not something part of his schoolwork, but rather he felt something welling up inside of him. He just wanted to express this idea of what he wanted to be, what he wanted to become, what he should be striving for. He was 13. And we said, wow, I think he's getting it. I think he's getting that different kind of vision.
And see, we've got to give our sons a vision of what it means to be a real man.